Shalom Aleichem Chevra. Tonight we'll be discussing the midos of Kas Ukpeda as are brought down by Rav Chaim Zatzal and Orchas Yosher. Rav Chaim brings out many beautiful Mamar Chazal, but both we're going to be focusing on Ukpeda. Rav Chaim describes how some of the greatest of our Bali Mesora, based off the Gemaras, perhaps had excessive levels of Kaptanos. Shammai, the Gemara Shabbos Daf Lamed, tells us was a Kaptan, that we should be more like Hillel. The Gemara Sanhedrin describes that Eliyahu HaNavi, Zechol HaTov, one of the greatest of our Nevi'im, who achieved the highest levels of spirituality, also was a Kaptan. That partially may be the reason why he was replaced by his Talmud Elisha. That at that particular juncture of Klal Yisrael's history, the Midah of the Kaptanus was not going to work. It wasn't going to be Chozer Klal Yisrael the Mutav to return them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's part of the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu replaced the model of Eliyahu with Elisha. I think what these Mamar Chazal show us is that Kaptanus is not always a product of Midah Soros, of lack of patience. Go for the opposite. A person who works on himself and has experiences Tikkun HaMidos and has a fiery spiritual personality, that's kufa what makes it harder to accept the fact that certain people are not working as hard. Certain people don't come from the same background. Certain people haven't been graced with the same opportunities, and it becomes more and more distant. It becomes more and more difficult for the fire of their spirituality not to burn those who are around them. Remember that Rabbi Blas Shlita was speaking to the Chavra in the Beis Medrash, and he discussed how a lot of us went through a spiritual transformation where we became more passionate and more fiery. And part of our avoda is learning that other people deserve to exist also. To live and let live. They deserve to breathe. That even though they're not on the same level as you, and they're not coming from the same background as you, and they haven't experienced the same things, to recognize that that's okay. That other people aren't always holding the same places as we are, and that they deserve to exist as well. It's a real avoda, especially going towards Pesach. Share with everybody a maisa from the Kutzker. One of the Talmidim of the Kutzker once came to him and said, Rebbe, there's a Gemara Sukkah that says, when Yonasan ben Uzziel used to learn Torah, it was such a fiery experience that when a bird flew over his head, nisraf miyad, it would combust on the spot. And the Talmud asked, Rebbe, if that's what happened with Yonasan ben Uzziel, the Talmud, what happened when the Rebbe used to learn Torah? Hillel HaZaken. When Hillel would learn, what would happen? Blow up a muskox or something like that. The Kutzker smiled and said, Hillel was on such a higher level that when he learned Torah, the bird didn't explode. Hillel, the one who wasn't the Kaptan, was on such a high level of spirituality that his Torah was even more fiery than Yonasan ben Uzziel's, but it wasn't soreif anything. When people would come in contact with him, they didn't feel that they didn't have room to breathe. They didn't feel like they were being constrained. They didn't feel like they were being burned by somebody who was on an extremely high spiritual level. And that's something that I think we all should be striving for coming back to our families on Pesach. We come back to our families on Pesach, and there's a dual avodah. One, to maintain the fire, to make sure that we have our perspectives in terms of high levels of spirituality that we're trying to attain for ourselves, and Reviron Lopiansky Shlita spoke about this over Shabbos a lot. And at the same time, making sure that the fire doesn't burn anybody else at the table. Realizing that live and let live, there are people who come from different backgrounds who haven't been zochet to the same opportunities as us, and in certain cases, really just have different perspectives than we do, and we have to be able to accept that and love the people that are there at our table and recognize that they're coming from a different place and still maintain that inner fire to work towards that avoda of Hillel HaZaken, of not being the kaptan, but the person who can maintain that high level of spirituality and not burn those who are around them. Just to finish off with a word from the Gra, the Vilna Gaon talks about one of the great miracles that are described by Chazal, that when Klal Yisrael would be olu l'regel, and as the Gemara Chagiga describes, that's Ame Aretz Chaverim, and specifically in the context of Aliyah l'regel, Be'mei Rebbe Minu Be'ez Hashem, we should be zocha. Even the Ame Aretz were viewed as chaverim. Chaverim ko Yisrael. Ir shechobo lo yachtav. Everybody was treated the same. The dinim of tumah that normally applied to Ame Aretz were suspended during Aliyah the Regal, so that everybody could be chaverim coming towards Yerushalayim. And everybody would enter into the Beis HaMikdash, and they would come to the Azara, and it would be time to bow, and it was cramped, and there wasn't any room. And suddenly everybody, the Ame Aretz who normally during the year, chaverim, Tamid Chacham would have to treat them as if they were Tamid. Alongside the Tamid Chacham, they would all bow inside the Azara. And there was room. There was Revach. And what that Nes represents is that specifically when everybody is searching for a Kadosh Baruch Hu and has come to the Beis HaMikdash and is sincerely trying to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there should be Revach for everybody to be able to express their own personal avoda. When they're sincerely trying and they follow the Divrei Chachamim, they've come to the Beis HaMikdash and they're bowing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash, there should be Revach for everybody. And your personal avoda shouldn't cramp the style, so to speak, cramp the avoda of others that are around you. The great nes of Aliyah the Regal was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided room for every person's personal avoda, and that it didn't harm anybody else that was there. there was room for everybody to breathe. We should all be zochet to leave room for everybody to breathe and to achieve the highest levels of spirituality. To have the fire of Hillel HaZaken and not to experience the kapeda that sometimes comes along with it. We should all be zochet to be together with everybody in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash.